I am Johnny White. Really, really. Welcome to Lunch Watch. Hello. And should I say hello? Yes, I should. And just by luck, I have. But I'll say it again. Hello. And also, Happy New Year. Can you believe it? The time is once more upon us to upend our skyscraper-sized sand timers and begin anew. To start afresh as new people, with new hearts, new looming triumphs, new socks, brackets for Christmas, etc. Don't know about that. New opportunities to be helloed and welcomed to Lunch Watch. In case you don't know or weren't aware, Lunch Watch is a kind of a display-based lunch competition. You send in one lunch you've had between Monday and Wednesday to be reviewed and analysed by myself, Johnny White Really Really, as well as the ever shadowy and absent figure of Dan Canetti, to receive the ultimate honour of being this or that week's winning lunch. How are we all? What did you all get up to on New Year's Eve? It's never very good, is it? Actually, that's not true. It's regularly good, or at least fairly often is. It's just that we spend our lives saying that it isn't. This counts as one of our great victories, to constantly run down New Year's Eve. And by the way, there are four more great victories. I won't go into too much detail, but number three is saying that baths don't get you clean. That was a very flashy opinion back in the day. I bet you didn't realise back in the playground that the people who went around saying that baths don't get you clean would go on to control the mood of the world forever and ever, but I digress. And I shouldn't, because it's really a pain. But anyhow, so how were your NYEs? In 2003, when I was but a child, you understand, well, not really a child, I was 19, I had a New Year's Eve party that nobody came to. That's a true story. And at 12:30, some people from a different party up the road came down and threw snowballs at the window. And it is only now, only till right now this second, that it's dawned on me that I should have just gone to their party. That is probably what they were communicating. I always misinterpret everything. It's one of my qualities. But enough about qualities and communicating, because it's time to interpret lunch. And there was a hopeful selection this week, and a fresh selection. And I was, as we all will be, enriched to see them. Lots of cobbled together lunches, which seems befitting, not only for the season, but for the etc, etc, etc. But before we light the fuses on the three front runners, I have to attend to my famous orders of business, but knock me down with a feather if I don't have any this week. What an anti-climax that was. And so for the three front runners. Firstly, we had Zoe, and yes, I do mean that Zoe. Her entry, brioche French toast, halloumi, beef bacon, maple syrup, tater tots and oat milk iced latte, eaten in bed like a true Christmas head. This is a good entry from Zoe, and also a Lunch Watch first, because I was actually there when this was taking place. And let me tell you, it was nice. I always congratulate myself in my head for liking syrup on savoury things, because I suppose that it makes me feel a bit like an American in a film, who are 10 a penny, so I'm not sure why I'm so desperate to emulate them. But then again, I don't really know why anything is as it is. But no, this was a good one. Happy New Year, Zoe. Secondly, we had Ewan. His entry, tube of munchies and a little pastel de nata washed down with a bit of Vimto. I spent several hours scouring this one for any signs of a fault, but there was none to be found. That is to say that I could find no fault with it. And I double dare you to try yourselves. Seriously, you won't be able to do it, because there isn't one. Case closed, never to be reopened. And lastly, we had Henry. His entry, four crackers with pickle and cheese and rocket, all Lidl deluxe range, some treeslets, which I get treeslets. Treeslets, maybe, I think. Which I guess are like mini cheddars, slimline, and orange juice. No, Henry isn't doing the old four crackers, you know, rackers for forks routine. This is not what this is. He means as in savoury biscuits. Treeslets inflamed my mind's eye, and no mistake. I think they're shaped like trees, which is something you can't argue with. The shape of a tree, I mean. You can't argue with the shape of a tree. Try that thought out for size about 200 times in a row at 5:30 a.m. Anyhow, yep, good entry from Henry. And as we mull over the three front runners, I would just like to play the little game Heads or Tails with Zoe, who's here.
Hello.
And do you have a coin?
I do.
What kind?
20p.
20 pence pentagonal coin. Silver, I believe.
I think it's got more than five.
More than five sides. It's a...
Seven.
Septagonal. Septagonal silver coin.
Is that definitely right?
I think so.
Septagonal.
Septagonal.
I'm going to Google it.
Okay. And if you're listening out there, if you'd like to fix in your mind for what you should want this to stand for or mean... And Zoe, would you turn the coin in the air?
Yes.
And is the flip good?
It's good.
And do you have a reading?
We do.
And what is it?
Tails.
Tails. Thank God for that. Okay, amazing. Tails. Yeah. It was tails. Okay, thank you very much, Zoe, for flipping the coin.
Thank you.
And thanks everyone for taking part, and bye-bye.
Bye.
And so, the final verdict fast approaches. I really wish you all the very best for the new year, and hope that you will begin in a timely manner by sitting quietly and paying attention as I do the recap. Our opportunity to ask ourselves for the first time this year, who shall win? Shall it be Zoe, with her brioche French toast and iced latte? Won't it be Ewan, with his munchies, pastel de nata and vimto? Or could it be Henry, with his four savoury biscuits and tree shapes and orange juice? And I'm hitting the ground running this year by announcing without any further ado that the first winner of Lunchwatch in the year 2021 is... Henry! Here to tell you that you've won this week's Lunchwatch... Lunchwatch!
Is that right?
Oh...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah.
2020 has been a good year, but this really does it.
Takes the biscuit. And this also, the savoury biscuit. Talk us through your winning lunch.
Okay. So, let me see. I got a lot of stick about this, because when I told my mum, when we were playing Trivial Pursuit, that it was going on this, she got really self-conscious. So, she didn't understand it, you know, how serious the show is.
Yeah.
So, what happened was... just crackers. I think they had poppy seeds and a little bit of like that cheese melt stuff, whatever it is, like shredded stuff on it. And I had them with cheese.
What do you mean cheese melt? Like shredded cheese?
You know, like those cheese melts you get?
Oh, yes.
They're called cheese.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a kind of grazed bit of, you know, really thin.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
That's not important. That's not the key bit.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah, normal crackers with cheese. One of them actually had a bit of goat cheese.
Ooh.
And they had rocket as well and pickle. And then on the side, I had a pile of treeslets.
A pile of trees?
Treeslets. I guess they're seasonal because they're shaped as trees.
Yes.
And they're like a kind of more elegant version of many cheddars, I guess.
Oh, they sound fantastic. They sound a bit like a savoury biscuit version of tree-shaped pizzas.
That is, yeah.
Is that fair?
It's pretty close to that, yeah. The orange juice, I thought, was because of, you know, the virus.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I should be safe now, but I don't know.
Yeah. And have you had your lunch today?
Nah, no lunch. You know what? I actually feel quite sick.
Okay.
I may have been poisoned by my lunch watch winner.
Okay.
But I'll keep updated on that actually, because that's quite important. But no lunch yet. I'm thinking. What are you thinking, Jen? Same again, she says. But I've moved into. I don't think they're going to have any treats. So I'm pretty good about that.
Okay. Well, we hope whatever you have, you have a lucky lunch. I don't know what that means. Never said that before, but. We hope it's a nice one. And are there any lunches that you would particularly like to see win in the future?
A lunch that I quite like sometimes is a piece of cheese, like the kind of piece of cheese that a mouse would eat, like a hunk of cheese, not like a slice.
Yeah.
Wrapped in ham.
Ooh.
Dipped in hummus.
Ooh.
And then you can just go, you don't even need a plate of that. So it's kind of a ham tortilla.
A ham tortilla, okay. And it's also free of carbs.
Oh, yeah, that's... So yeah, it's, Atkin. I think it was invented by that guy.
Invented by Dr. Atkin.
Excellent, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Well, we hope you have many more... lucky lunches. I'm getting into saying lucky lunches.
You sound like a game show.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
That could be your catchphrase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's when you point at the audience and they'll go, lucky lunch.
Well, we have many more lucky lunches in the trees of 2021. And a happy new year, and thank you for taking part. Please take part next week, and Merry Christmas. I should have said that before. Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you.
And we'll speak to you again soon. And goodbye. And I want to say goodnight. And goodbye. Goodbye.
And goodbye. Lucky lunches, everyone. See you in a bit.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
That was Henry, a.k.a. Big Hen. And if you'd like to follow in his footsteps, you can, because I can now declare Lunchwatch open again. If you're listening to this between Monday and Wednesday, you can submit your entries on Twitter at Lunchwatch or on an email at lunchwatch@hattrickwith2t's.com or on Facebook. But as ever, you can work that one out for yourself. Time, time, time. It really marches on, doesn't it just? And so here we are again at the start of another year. Time for us all to recenter the stones in our stone circles and fire the starter pistols. Time for us all to throw open the curtains, one at a time, and sing, I don't know, a hymn or something. They say the future only happens when it turns into the past. And when I say they, I mean I say it. I whisper it into the ears of security guards as I'm being thrown out of Morrison's, for example, or sometimes at big fancy dinner parties, just for balance. And so at it we have arrived, and it's time to dust ourselves down and survey the ashen scablands. Time to upend our skyscraper-sized sand timers and begin again. You may think that I'm repeating myself, as I said the thing about sand timers at the beginning. But you see, we've come back round to the beginning again. And Lunchwatch is about to begin. As always, it will be. Happy New Year 2021.
Lunchwatch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The coin flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.